Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm Pam, your host and the redesigner here. We come to you each Monday at this 3 o'clock hour through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with a number of talented hosts presenting shows on a number of topics. Page through the programming page today to find a show, in addition to mine, that may interest you. Listen, guys, I hope you had a good weekend. Usually we talk here about redesign, love and loving, finding ways to love on our home. Well, this subject is a way to love on our homes. It's just more about the protection of it and the protection of us while we're in it. So today's show is in recognition of National Fire Prevention Week. It was established by the National Fire Protection Association to commemorate the Great Chicago Fire. According to the history at the NFPA, the tragic fire in 1871 left 250 dead, 100,000 homeless, 17,400 structures destroyed, and more than 2,000 acres of land burned and charred. The fire began October 8th, but continued to rage, causing most of its damage the next day, which was October 9th. Although there have been a number of things suggested as to the reason the fire started by a countless amount of theorists, one thing is for sure. It changed the way fire officials as well as citizens thought about fire safety. To show the willingness to spread the word about fire safety, it was decided during the 40th anniversary of the Chicago Fire that instead of observing the days of the fire with festivities, to use that time as a way to educate the public on fire prevention safety. In 1920, President Woodrow Wilson issued the first National Fire Prevention Day proclamation. And since 1925, Fire Prevention Week has been observed nationally. The observation occurs during the week in which October 9th falls. Listen, fire is no joke. And by the numbers listed at the NFPA's website, we can see it isn't. So here are a few of those. Number one, cooking equipment is the leading cause of home fires for home fire injuries, followed by heating equipment. Smoking materials are the leading cause of home fire deaths. During 2007, during the period of 2007 and 2011, roughly, one of every 320 households had a reported home fire for each of those years. Three out of five home fire deaths between 2007 and 2011 were caused by fires in homes with no smoke alarms or no working smoke alarms. In a survey conducted by the NFPA, only one-third of those polled had developed and practiced a home fire escape plan. Last on the One Designer, Two Ideas fire fact list from the NFPA's website, but certainly not all on the fact list, is two of every five home fires start in the kitchen. Now, this is not meant to scare, but it is meant to make us aware of the damage fire can cause. And the NFPA and the men and women of our local fire departments wants us to know how to be safe. And they work hard to drive home the point. For more information, feel free to visit the National Fire Protection Association at their website, which is www.nfpa.org. Also, for news about the National Fire Prevention Week, please visit www.firepreventionweek.org. All together, firepreventionweek.org. You can also visit your local fire department to see what the fire safety education events they are planning for the week. And while you're there, thank them for the service and the willingness to go in a building that we are running out of. I have said many times to them, because a number of firefighters are my friends, and some of them are my close friends, how much I appreciate them. And when I was a reporter for our local newspaper and following them around, I really, really did see the work that they do to keep us safe. So if you have a minute, if you see them in the grocery store and they're shopping, you know, just let them know how much you appreciate them. And hopefully, with everything that they do, because the fire department not only puts out fires, they rescue, they save us, they swim, they get us out of water. They have a lot of roles. But I know that, you know, the one, I guess, that sticks out, I would think, is their fire duties. And they are, oh, man, they work hard. They really do. So you can contact them on their non-emergency number if you have any questions pertaining to fire safety this week or any week. What can we do as citizens to protect ourselves is a question that I kind of posed, and I thought I would give us, you know, I'd give us some food for thought. So I put together the One Designer, Two Ideas list of first steps, because this is first step. So number one, we can make sure we have smoke alarms and that they are working. I suggest keeping extra batteries in the house. Be aware of those batteries' expiration dates. My kids laugh at me because I'm really fixated on expiration dates on almost everything. The food, the batteries. I look at, so when does that expire? My kids kind of laugh at me, but I am a stickler when it comes to expiration dates, and I do pay close attention to that. So if the batteries are going to expire soon, I would suggest that you put those back and maybe get another pack of batteries and keep fresh batteries in the house for the smoke alarms and the smoke detectors. FEMA or the Federal Emergency Management Agency suggests we test the batteries in the smoke alarm once a month and change them twice a year, or more importantly, immediately when they're needed. Number two, we can share the love of Edith. The exit drill, Edith is an acronym that stands for the exit drill in the home. Creating an exit plan for any emergency, sharing it and practicing it with every member of the family, like they do, you know, in school, benefits all in the home. Any of you on my One Designer Facebook page knows that Edith is my best friend, and I talk about her a lot. So develop one, figure out how to create one, practice it, and you will find statistics at the NPFA where you will see where there a number of families have put together, you know, exit drills, but maybe haven't practiced them. So if you create one, please practice it, you know, like they do in schools. Number three, paying attention to what is around the stove, oven, and grill. Keep it clean, free of grease, fats, and other products that are flammable is a good thing. And keep the counter near the stove free of papers and mail and other items that can start a fire. Number four, be sure to extinguish smoking materials properly. Number five, never leave open flame such as candles burning unattended. Know how you should burn a candle. And I guess I was surprised, and I noticed that because I guess I should have known that this would be something that they would do, to see a burning instructions on a card placed in the bag when I purchased a candle from a popular candle retailer. Yes. Number six, learn fireplace safety before you use it. Everyone wants a home, especially if you live in the Midwest. Having a fireplace is one of those things that we all say we want. But we need to know how to maintenance it, how to clean it, when to clean it. And these are things that you can, that we're going to be touching on the fireplace on Thursday. You can come back and join me Thursday evening for that. But we will be talking about that. But it is important to know about all functions, how it works, when it should be cleaned, and information like that. So, you know, get familiar with that. Okay, number seven, keep the lint tray in the dryer free of lint. Number eight, change furnace filters on a regular basis. Number nine, never overload an electrical wall outlet. Also, repair any socket that is not holding plugs snugly and securely. Loose fitting plugs can cause a spark. Number 10, learn how to use portable appliances like hot plates. Keep kids far away from space heaters as we learn about them. I know that a lot of space heaters have a garden in front of them. And some of them, now that are made these days, if anything touches them, at that guard that's put in front of it, it will just turn itself off. And that is good. But also, if you're dealing with the one that you've had for years, it might be, if you've lost the paperwork, it might be good to maybe look it up online, the manufacturer, read it. I'm sure they have, the manufacturer would post the directions on how to use it, because that is important as well. So we need to learn the proper way to use them, and then we need to learn the proper way to store them. These One Designer, Two Idea fire safety tips are just a drop in the bucket, so to speak. So visit your local fire department, as I said earlier, or the National Fire Protection Association for more detailed information. Get started, friends, because as I said, fire is no joke. You listen, let's take a short break here, and when we return, we will be talking about Hearing the Beep, Where We Sleep, the theme for the 2015 National Fire Prevention Week. Welcome back, everybody. Listen, I wanted to just tell you that I know I mentioned this in one other show, that I actually learn a lot when I do the research for the shows that I do for this program. And I learned a lot being at the National Fire Protection Association. I learned a lot. I was at FEMA's site, Allstate Insurance site, because you know, that's another thing that we're going to be talking about, too, is to have protection, to have insurance protection. You renters, there is fire protection in renters' policies, and that's a good thing to have as well. I remember last year, I think it was, a young man who lived next door to my daughter, there was a fire in his apartment, and he was so stunned. He really didn't. I saw him at the bus stop. That's how we actually got started talking about it. And he was telling me he didn't have any insurance, and all he didn't have a lot of money that the American Red Cross. And this is another thing that I wanted to say too, is that American Red Cross, if you do not have any insurance and your family or home is involved in a fire, they will help. And with recovery, they will help you with new clothes. They will help you with temporary shelter. And this young man had told me that they had given him emergency shelter at a local hotel in the area, and I was very happy. And that was, you know, but the importance of having insurance, renter's insurance, and of course homeowner's insurance, and then there's a, you know, fire coverage within the policy is a very important thing. It's not, renter's insurance is really not that expensive. For $19 a month, State Farm have policies. Allstate, all of the insurance companies have coverage to protect us from. That's what insurance is. It's to protect us from anything that we experience. So you might want to check into that to make sure that you get protected as well. But this young man didn't have any insurance, and I kind of feel bad for him because he had told me he had turned his life around. I know all of this at the bus stop, but this young man did tell me that he had turned his life around and this was his first apartment, and that I think he had fallen asleep, and that is not, you know, yeah. He's working. He had a third shift, and I guess that he had fallen asleep. So these are things that, you know, that we should keep in mind when we are at home and cooking. Cooking is, you know, we need to pay attention to what we're doing. And I think that the fire department would probably agree that we should pay attention to what we're doing and how we're doing it to be safe in our homes. So I'm happy that I learned a lot about National Fire Prevention Week. I talk about fire safety on my blog, and I, you know, and even on the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page, because I have many times listed Edith. It is an acronym, but I have made her my friend, and I always encourage everyone to invite her in and meet her. And, you know, there are sites that you can go to help you design an exit plan for your home. And then, as they, you know, as they do in school, you know, practice the drill. You know, boy, didn't we enjoy that when we were in school, having a fire drill for 15 to 20 minutes. We were outside, you know, just joking, not really understanding the importance of why we were out there. But as adults, we sure did understand it, didn't we? Yes, we did. So I wanted just to, you know, we're going to talk more. Now we're going to get into the National Fire Prevention Week, and its theme is, when it comes to smoke alarms, and this is what they say, this is what the NFPA says, when it comes to smoke alarm, it's all about location, location, location. They say it is to install, they're sending a message asking us to install smoke alarms in every bedroom this campaign, this National Fire Prevention Week. It is, and the theme is, hearing the beep, where you sleep, yes. And they say that the message is to install a smoke alarm in every bedroom in our home, outside each separate sleeping area, and on every level of the home. The NFPA adds that roughly half of home fire deaths result from fires reported between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. Smoke alarms save lives. To learn more, I suggest you read for yourself, just in case I miss a tip. I think that these are things that you should read for yourself. And I ask you to visit the NFPA's Smoke Alarm Central for more information. Heck, I suggest you visit the NFPA anyway to learn more about them, what they do, as well as the story behind Mrs. O'Leary's cow. And I know that you guys have heard that story before. I remember, you know, I grew up in Chicago, so it was always the, you know, the Great Chicago Fire, and there are plaques and things in downtown Chicago that commemorate and talk about the Great Chicago Fire. Well, the story is, and I'm thinking that it's probably, you know, a story that's been around forever, and it, you know, as to Mrs. O'Leary's cows, you know, and them being the ones. Theory had it that milking cows in a barn may have started the Great Chicago Fire, but like other theories, it was never proven that Mrs. O'Leary's cows started it. But you can read more about it at the National Fire Protection Association, and I've given that. I will give you their address again, which is www.nfpa.org. For Fire Prevention Week information, as I said earlier, you can also visit the www.firepreventionweek.org. That's all together, firepreventionweek.org. Well, I hope that this show was informative because, you know, these are things that we need to know. And I know that usually we talk about design and colors and hues and furniture. But this is as important as that is because we should be safe in our homes. And there are, you know, the fire department, our local fire departments want us safe. If something happens, we can dial 911 and they will come. But it does help that we do things and take precautions and provisions to keep ourselves safe. So I hope that the list that I gave as to things that we can do, you know, about like plugs not holding sockets that the spark and it can cause a fire there, that I hope that something, one of these points in this list, and all of them, I really do hope that all of them was informative enough for you to remember and to share. So this has been, I hope this show was informative and you learned something about the importance of fire safety. We will return Tuesday evening with another fire safety tip, and then again on Thursday at 10 p.m. during the One Designer Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show. We will be talking fireplace safety. I was thinking, and I really don't want to give you too much information. I'd like for you to just come back on Thursday. But I know that the talking about the chimney sweep, when I was doing the research for that, and also because I had talked about fireplace safety in my newsletter some years ago, I learned about the chimney sweep. And the chimney sweep is really a it's really a person. It's really an occupation. And but we'll talk about them more. But I think the one that you may remember is in the Mary Poppins movie, I think with Julie Andrews, I think it is, Dick Van Dyke is the chimney sweep. And he has his little umbrella, and he has, you know, a little soot on him, on his clothes and everything. But there really is an occupation of chimney sweeps. And they are really important. They probably, you know, I'm sure that they've come up with these very high-tech ways to clean the chimneys that are over our fireplaces. But they really, you know, they really do exist. And we'll be talking more about them on Thursday. And if if they can help you clean, you know, make sure there are no nests, you know, in your chimney, you know, blocking any airflow or anything like that, that's a good thing. See, I've said too much. I didn't want to tell you guys that. But, you know, hey, it's safety is safety. And we will talk more about this. Yes, we will, on Thursday. Yes. And we'll be previewing next Monday's show, too. Well, we're going to be talking about household bugs. That's next Monday's show, a week from today, where we'll be talking about household bugs, how they get in and how to get rid of them. I was at my grandson's birthday party, and his grandmother, my daughter-in-law's mother, was talking to me. They live kind of like in the country outside of the city, and we were talking, and she was talking to me about the bugs outside. And when she said fleas, I was like, fleas? She said, yeah, oh yeah, fleas are in the grass. And I said, oh, okay. So kind of, we will be talking about these things. I have researched that. Well, I'm hoping that I can get some more information about bugs in the house. I know that most people think of water bugs and maybe roaches and things like that. But we will be talking about how to keep our homes bug free. Yes, we will. Not that all is next Monday. So, and if you guys have any questions about or comments about this or any One Designer, Two Ideas show, please leave me a message. Leave it at the Facebook page, and that is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. Also, if you're interested in any custom design pillowcases, because I do design pillowcases, please visit my Etsy shop and see what designs can wake up your sleeping environment. Visit Low Ceilings, that's the name of the collection, at www.etsy, which is etsy.com/shop/Losey Linens. And I'll spell that out, but I'll also post it at the Facebook page. But it is LOYSELINENS. That's Losey Linens. So to visit my collection, my designs for pillowcases, visit my Etsy shop at www.etsy.com/shop/Losey Linens. And that's LOYSELINENS. Well, thank you for joining me today, and see you Tuesday night at 10 p.m. when we will present another fire safety tip. Well, I hope you guys had enjoyed the show, and I appreciate you joining me today. Good day, y'all. Talking about everything that they've appreciated and learned this show. I'm going to go to the next one.